Educational Communications and this station present Environmental Directions with Nancy Perlman. On this series, we explore the effects of human influence on the Earth's ecosystems and discuss solutions to environmental problems which affect the quality of life on this planet. Environmental Directions gives you the kind of information you need to help you participate in decisions impacting your community, the nation, and the world. Now, here's your host, Nancy Perlman.
Hello, my guest is Raman Patik. He is the former founder of an electroplating company in India and worked in the field in the United States. He's an applied knowledge mentor in quality of life and transformation. He's a mentor at Job Corps, as well as being a pastoral care associate at his Unitarian Universal Church. And he is a teacher at the Spirit of Life Center, as well as being author of The Simple Solution. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Good day.
You have written a wonderful book describing how we can create healthy, happy, and loving people, sustainable, self-sufficient, nonviolent lives to develop our spiritual, social, physical, and mental health. And by doing that, we can also be better care people for our environment. You have created this concept of the simple solution. Can you summarize it in any way?
Yes. The simple solution is based on simplicity, self-sufficiency, non-violence, and nature of our biological major organic components in the environment. Nature is the science of biophysical or natural environment. How this affects and changes our behavior and the quality of life, that's what the simple solution is about. Is to how to create a better, healthy, happy, and loving life.
Your main concept, it seems, is to have healthier breathing, and not breathing as they do in yoga or athletic courses, but to breathe the way we did as babies.
Yes, baby breathing, that's a natural breathing, because breathing plays a big, big role. How we are born, when we breathe like a baby, and the baby breathing is deep, slow, and very natural breathing. And this has it affects our vital functions of our body. These three vital functions are started at the fetus stage. First one is the function of the blood flow, which carries all the nutrients, all the oxygen, everything to the every cells of trillions of cells of our body, supplying nutrients and removing waste, much such like a carbon dioxide, from our body. And second thing is lymphatic fluid flow, which is also affected by breathing. That breathing, it has three functions of lymphatic system. It removes excess fluid from the body, absorbs the fatty acids and other transferred fats, and production of immune cells such as lymphocytes, and removes it, discharges. The third function is discharge of detoxification of all the toxic gases, soluble material, solid material, and even negative thoughts, waste from the body.
You also point out that we have a lot of toxins in the environment that are affecting our personal health, and we need to clean up the pollution that is affecting us.
That is true, and that is what basically we have to learn, how to clean our own toxic things in our body. Because if we are not aware of how those toxic environment changes the affects our body and health, because there's a five basic ingredients in the environment. One major biological ingredient is oxygen, which is the first ingredient, water, pure water, nutritional food, sunlight energy, solar energy, and families, mothers' unconditional love. These five ingredients are in our blood.
You grew up in a Gandhi-inspired ashram as a child in India, you were trained as an agriculturalist, and you recognized that Mahatma Gandhi's philosophies would make ourselves as well as our environment healthy. And I want you to describe this very important person's approach to India's agriculture and how India didn't follow it when they obtained their independence from England.
Yes. When I was child, I lost my mother at age 2.5, 3. That traumatic event created a anxiety in myself, and I became a wild child. Fortunately, my father took me to Gandhi Ashram, run exactly like where Mahatma Gandhi used to live. And that environment, which was non-coercing, very simple environment, everybody was self-sufficient and working on it. And that changed my breathing basic to what I call it baby breathing. And that was an environment where I start learning how to cook, how to grow food, how to clean, and how to take care of myself. And that was the kind of Gandhian philosophy, was to keep life simple, become self-sufficient.
And if the new government of India had adopted those concepts where the majority of the people were farmers, they could have stayed self-sufficient, not moved into the cities, and had a healthier agriculture, not dependent on big corporations and pesticides.
That's true. That's not what happened. And that was a very Western culture, basically, I call it, that took over. The thing is the greed, ego, and control by man-made system, which took over and start putting the dictatorship or coercing or bullying the public, which changed their living style. They were not given the opportunity to be self-sufficient and live their life, you know, as an entrepreneur themselves, to create a better, healthy life.
You also present two other heroes of yours. Nelson Mandela, who was responsible for helping the independence and ending of apartheid in South Africa, and also Albert Einstein, a most famous scientist who also believed in nonviolence and in helping individuals through terrible times. And I love the quote that you included in your book from Einstein, where he said, "Look into nature, then you will understand everything better."
Yes. Nature is the science of, you know, basically. And when you look at the history, billions of years ago, when in ocean became first environmentally balanced, which are components of oxygen, water, nutritional food, and solar energy. And the first amoeba, the single cell amoeba, was started. And since then, ocean became a home for trillions of ocean life. Then same thing, the environment is took over at the Earth. Earth became the home for the trillions of Earth life. If you look at the calm breeze, is like a breathing. Ocean has a calm waves, is like a breathing. And then human came. You know, human became a home for trillions of human cells life. And that is where the nature is what is so powerful, that we all depends on every nature component, biological components, which is important. So that Einstein really was a role model, or he understood the nature.
And of course, it's so important that we protect our plants and animals. And I love your short little statement about the great French marshal Leyote, who once asked his gardener to plant a tree, and the gardener objected that the tree was slow growing and would not reach maturity for 100 years.
Right.
The marshal replied, "In that case, there is no time to lose. Plant it this afternoon."
Yes. There is no quick fix for anything. If you want to bring a balance in our environment, the oxygen and the carbon dioxide, we have to continue planting new trees. And that's the photosynthetic process, is such a powerful process that it changes all the toxic carbon dioxide in the environment into oxygen, what we need.
And while we plant plants to eat and grow within a season, we also have to think of long term. and plant for the future as well.
Yes, yes.
I said that you had also mentioned Nelson Mandela as one of your heroes, and his life is fascinating because he was active in civil rights, trying to get everybody equal in the South African country of South Africa. He was imprisoned 27 years, but it didn't stop him.
Mm-hmm.
And he then became free, apartheid ended, and he actually became president of the country. He's really an example of how one has to continue for a long, long time sometimes to achieve our goal. And that's something we can apply to achieving our goal of saving and protecting our environment.
That's true. And that is where Mahatma Gandhi had so much influence on even the Mandela. Inequality, the violence, and the health problems and education system is all related to environment. How environment affects our health system, violence, inequality. We need to find a root cause for how to prevent all these things.
You have a chapter about the environment with two major themes, it seems. One is that we need to simplify our lives, not be wrapped up in consumerism and buying new and wasting all the time. And the other goes back to your agricultural training, where you advocate growing food in an organic manner and are eating organic food.
Yes, that is important because our body, human body, is made of organic components, and if we put the toxic things in our body, we are going to be unhealthy, whether mentally, physically, socially, or spiritually. Growing your own food or organic food is the key.
In fact, you also are planning a new center, a simple solution center, to have people gather,
right,
to have fun and lifetime support to manifest our human rights to be healthy, happy, and loving human beings.
Right.
This is going to be near Harper's Ferry, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm planning that because people learn from by experiencing it themselves. And that is the experience center where they can come and experience that kind of simple and healthy lifestyle or environment.
On the cover of your book, The Simple Solution, you ask a question. I'm going to ask it of you and see if you can provide a simple answer. Are fear and chaos destroying our healthy, happy, and loving environment?
Yes, anxiety. When we have anxiety, that creates a fear, chaos, and destroys our healthy, happy condition because it affects our breathing and it changes the environment inside our body.
Because you studied chemistry and physics, biology, agronomy, economics, in India you started your own electroplating company.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved to the United States and worked in that industry for 12 more years.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a polluting kind of industry? Did you ever feel guilty about what you were doing?
I do. And I did leave that company because I realized that is very polluting, and I tried to learn how to not to discharge all those bad chemicals and all. So I worked with the EPA and worked how to control that pollution.
You currently are a teacher at Spirit of Life Center, provide pastoral care at your Unitarian Universal Church. You're a mentor at Job Corps. What do people need from you to help them become better individuals personally and hopefully to become activists to save the world and help our environment?
What I'm trying to do is I don't want to create a system, but I'm trying to help people through a simple process of how they can be self-caretaker, become a proactive.
You have certainly provided a lot of food for thought and support for changing our lifestyles so that we can all enjoy having a healthier, happier life. I want to thank you for all the information that you provide and suggestions, and thank you for being my guest.
Thank you, Nancy, and appreciate very much for giving me opportunity to share this information.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
I have been speaking with Raman Patik. He is a mentor in the quality of life and transformation movement and author of The Simple Solution. I'm Nancy Perlman. Thank you very much for joining us, and do tune in again next week.
If you would like free information about these environmental issues, go to www.ecoprojects.org or call 310-559-9160. Environmental Directions with your host, Nancy Perlman, is a community affairs program of the nonprofit organization Educational Communications and this station.